8DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The nation's midsection hit by a blizzard. Frostbite warnings out in Iowa 2 days before that state's Republican caucus. CBS's Ed O'Keefe spoke to candidate Ron DeSantis on the freezing campaign trail.
Governor, if you get a voter on the phone who says, all this snow, low temperatures, why on earth should I come out on Monday night to caucus for you? What's your answer?
You're never going to have an opportunity to have your vote count more, pack more of a punch than on Monday night.
Weather is forcing Republican contenders to adapt. DeSantis canceled a series of events. So did Nikki Haley, who turned hers into telephone town halls.
I am so sorry that we couldn't be in Fort Dodge.
Forecaster David Parkinson says the portents are pretty chilly for tomorrow's NFL game between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At Highmark Stadium on Sunday, you've got lake effect snow, you've got winds gusting at times to 45 miles an hour, and you have brutally cold temperatures. So all in all, it's probably one of the most difficult football games anyone has played in a long time. Even though your air temperature is in the 20s, it will feel close to 0 degrees.
With snow threatening to blank the field, Buffalo Bills are appealing to people power. Reporter Dylan Morello has that.
The Bills took to X Friday, requesting additional snow shovelers starting at 10 p.m. Saturday night, with volunteers receiving $20 per hour and complimentary food. Just one of many steps to get the stadium ready.
Anything we move from the stadium stands down to the field has to be removed. Once the tarp is off and the snow is removed off the field, any additional snow that might fall before kickoff, you know, we may decide to use the tractors and the brushes, you know, get that snow off like we've done in the past.
The U.S. struck more targets in Yemen overnight, targeting the Houthi rebels who've been attacking Western shipping in the Red Sea. Here's the BBC's Hugo Bachego. So
this is a much smaller attack, a much more targeted attack that has been carried out by the Americans. There hasn't been official confirmation about the location hit. They say that a radar that was being used by the Houthis was the target. And there have been reports that the capital Sana'a was hit.
The polls have closed in Taiwan.
Many young voters, for example, they're much more focused on issues that are really confronting them right now. How do I get a job? Will I ever have the money to buy an apartment? Why has the minimum wage not gone up in years? That kind of thing. However, there are lots of other people, more older people in general, who are more focused on the geopolitical situation.
The BBC's Shema Khalil. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
It's 21 right now.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, Alan Bell of Cedar Lake Sales previews the boats he's bringing to the upcoming Milwaukee Boat Show. We'll learn about a new book, Outdoor Life Lists, from author Barbara Ann Kipfer. And we'll hear about the 101st Annual Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament coming to Westby February 2nd and 3rd. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is in Oklahoma this week. He's getting everything ready for the 2024 walleye and bass tournament season. He missed all the snow, at least on his way out there, and we'll hear how that's shaping up when he returns next week. Well, the winter that wasn't became the winter that is overnight. We got a good 7 inches of snow here in southwest Wisconsin on Monday, another 2 on Wednesday, and as I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, it looks like another dump is coming tonight and this weekend, along with the cold weather that is typical this time of year. Have we been spoiled? Well, I guess so, but now we're back to winter as usual. In between snowstorms, Ozzie and I have been moving the snow around, as I'm sure most of you have been doing as well. Was I prepared for it? Well, I have snow shovels and a snow blower, but I don't think you're ever really prepared until it hits and you have to deal with it. Anyone with solar panels has also seen the impact of 2 weeks with little or no sunshine. I have 2 banks of batteries, 16 in all, charged by 8 solar panels, and I have a 12-foot push broom that we use to sweep the snow off of them after every snowfall. And without enough sunshine, I've had to use a battery charger to charge 1 bank of 8 batteries, the ones that power 2 DC freezers, a DC refrigerator, and a few smaller appliances. Of course, I have to run that charger off our regular AC house service, so why am I telling you all this? Well, solar power is wonderful, as long as the sun is shining, but it's not the total answer to energy independence. I wonder what those huge solar farms do if they try to keep the snow off of several thousand solar panels. I haven't driven past one lately to see. While changing gears, the Milwaukee Boat Show is next weekend, and the Milwaukee Sports Show is coming up in about 6 weeks. And at this year's sports show, I'll be at an event the night before, that's Wednesday night, right there at the sports show venue, which is State Fair Park. It's a fundraiser for the Outdoor Heritage Education Center, which puts on 2 events each year in May. The Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo, one at Havenwood State Park in Milwaukee, and the other at the McKenzie Environmental Center in Poinette. There'll be a dinner and, get this, a roast of me. You'll find info on my Facebook page or at ohecyes.org, and that's ohecyes.org. I hope some of you can make it. It'll be a fun evening. And next Saturday, January 20th, I hope you'll join me for the 13th annual Randy and Janine Memorial Fishery to benefit Abate, Wisconsin. It'll be held at Knuckleheads Bar and Grill on Little Cedar Lake near West Bend. This is an ice fishing event, of course, but it'll be held whether there's ice or not. Proceeds go to raising motorcycle awareness. Randy Brossard and Janine Roman were killed in a motorcycle accident back in 2011, and this event has now raised thousands of dollars for ABATE. That's the Motorcycle Rights, Safety, and Education Group. Check my Facebook page for details, and I hope you can make it to Knuckleheads in West Bend on January 20th. Fishing is from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be there from noon till closing. And there will be cash raffles and meat raffles and good cheer for all. That's also free fishing weekend, so no license is required there or anywhere in the state. As I mentioned, that same weekend is the start of the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park, and this week's giveaway is 4 pairs of tickets. To enter the drawing to win one of those pairs of tickets, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name, phone number, and email address and mention Boat Show Tickets. Again, that's 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Coming up, we'll talk with the author of Outdoor Life Lists, a falcon guide to help you prepare for almost any outdoor activity or adventure. We'll also learn about the 101st Annual Snowflake Ski Jump Tournament coming to Westby, Wisconsin, February 2nd and 3rd. And we'll kick things off with a look at new boats for 2024 at the Milwaukee Boat Show with Alan Bell of Cedar Lake Sails. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Sun, 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 fun, 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 sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 19th through 28th, State Fair Park.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Boat Show, Wisconsin's largest show devoted to boats and boating accessories, starts next weekend, January 19th at State Fair Park. It runs for 3 days through the 21st and takes a couple days off and resumes to run from the 24th through the 28th. You can get online information at MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. And joining me now to give us a preview of some of the new boats at this year's show is Alan Bell, Vice President of Cedar Lake Sails, and their website is cedarlakesails.com. Al, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Hey, it looks like winter out there now, finally.
Whoa! it hampers us a little bit getting our boats down there, but we'll wait till Monday with the cold and less snowy conditions and dry roads.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great show, no doubt. We're looking forward to it.
Well, we got an overview of the show last week with the director, Ben Nielsen. Now let's dig a little deeper and find out what you're bringing. Mostly fishing boats, I guess, right? Or what do you got?
I would say yes to that question. We're going to have a display of just about every Crestliner model there is. So I believe I have 19 Crestliner different models that we will be bringing down there. Obviously, Crestliner and all welded aluminum fishing boat. First and foremost, it's a fishing boat, but they do have that crossover couple models where it's a great family play boat as well. Along with that, we'll have Yarcraft premium big water boats and Camus.
All right. Well, I've been running a Crestliner for, I've lost track of how many years. It seems like
a lot of years, Dan.
It seems like about 20, and I love them. They really perform well for me as a camera boat and as a fishing boat.
Right.
Pontoons, you're going to have some of those there, too.
Bentley pontoons. We've been a Bentley dealer for 3 years now, and we're going to shake the market with the new boats with Bentley this year. So we'll have about 16 or 17 of those down there as well. So I have a pretty big display of boats.
Pontoons, we've talked about this before, but they have really changed over the last decade, haven't they?
Yeah, they sell, but the majority of people want that do-all boat, one boat on the pier versus two boats on the pier. So they're going with larger power on the back of their boats. 90 seems like the minimum, where 10 years ago, a 40 was a big engine on the back of the boat. But 150 horsepowers and tri-tunes with even a 200 on the back of it is very commonplace today. So yes, the pontoon market is definitely changed, but the performance of them is outstanding.
Yeah, I have seen some of them on the lakes when I've been fishing, and they still are party barges, but when they want to get up and move, you can do that, and a lot of them you can fish quite comfortably from.
Without a doubt. Visualize your extension of your living room as you see it, whether it be fishing or just lounging around. The comfort levels of those boats have definitely increased greatly over the years.
Are there many innovations in the fishing boats this year?
You know, it's more cosmetics and seating arrangements or layouts inside of the boats. I think the innovations you see are in the big water fiberglass boats, how that boat really reacts in 3 or 4 foot waves on Lake Winnebago or Green Bay. That's definitely how that boat is built to withstand those pressures of a 300 horsepower motor on the back of that boat crashing through those waves. Keeping fish alive, livewell innovations with the oxygenation systems, you know, that's probably some of the biggest stuff we see. Just keeping your gear dry inside of it, and just this storage ability has unquestionably changed over years.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I understand that Crestliners have a rebate going on now, and you've got a deal on Crestliners and something with the Bentleys as well.
Yes, so Crestliner. I haven't seen rebates in 3-4 years, so this is a new thing for us for a while. They're looking to generate some business out there. If we do have a model that's especially in a 2023 brand new boat left over, the rebates are incredibly large, up to $5,000 on some models, Dan. That's huge.
Wow.
I've never seen that number ever come out from any company out there. Bentley is drumming up businesses as well, and so we're going to be showing those pontoons and offering a free mooring cover. That's $1,300, so that's nothing to sneeze at. It is a great time to buy a new boat with these rebates that are out there, and they're not going to last.
Yeah, get them while you can, I guess.
Indeed.
A lot of folks who come to the boat show are regulars, and they know what they're looking for, but if someone is really a newcomer to the Milwaukee Boat Show, what should they expect when they come down to the show?
To spend a good day down there, there's going to be 300 to 400 boats in the State Fair Park building. There's so much different variety out there. The ability to come down there and look at brand A or brand B is really a great thing to be able to do, and spend the time with the sales staff and be able to go through them. I think that's the greatest part versus having to drive from dealer to dealer to dealer and putting hundreds of miles on. The boat show is a real advantage to have that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you have a lot of people come look at a boat and then they follow up at your dealership afterwards, don't they?
That's a fact. It might be winter, but we're here ready to serve, and I've got just about 100 boats in a heated building that we can look at. We're not outside slopping through this heavy, deep snow now, and polar vortex, as they say, is coming. So we can treat you right 6 days a week in here in a nice heated showroom.
Fantastic. Well, and if people want to maybe save a little on tickets, you've got a limited number of tickets, right? What's the deal?
I do. One thing you could do is stop in and pick up tickets. I've got buy one, get one free tickets. So it's going to save you $12 at the door. And so those are my best deals that we've got out here, and they're free of charge for you. Come on into the store and pick them up.
Fantastic. Well, Al, I hope you have a great show, and I hope you're able to get those boats moved down there. You guys always manage to do it.
We do.
Yeah, yep. This year I'm sure will be no exception. So thanks so much for talking to us, and have a great show.
I'm going to. No question about it, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate the call today.
You bet. Alan Bell, Vice President of Cedar Lake Sales, with advice on how to scope out a boat show and what you can see when you get there, and also the opportunity to save some money if you're looking for a new or a slightly used boat. Check them out at cedarlakesales.com. And, of course, the Milwaukee Boat Show. Information is available online at milwaukeeboatshow.com. I will tell you later in the show how you can get free tickets if you're one of the lucky few. We'll draw some names before next week. So stick around. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. What's your favorite outdoor activity? Fishing? Rock climbing? Scuba diving? Cross-country skiing? Snowboarding? We got snow for that now here in Wisconsin. Well, to participate in any outdoor sport or activity, you need the right gear. And there's a new book due out in April in the Falcon Guidebook series called Outdoor Life Lists, a list-by-list guide to enjoying the great outdoors. And joining me now from her home in Connecticut is the author of Outdoor Life Lists, Barbara Ann Kipfer. And her website is thingstobehappyabout.com, and that should tell you something about her, and we'll learn more in just a minute. She's an archaeologist, a lexicographer, a former sports writer, and the first woman sports writer for the Chicago Tribune, an outdoors person, and of course an author. She's written about 70 books. She has several PhDs. We're going to ask her how she did all that, but first let's welcome her. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us on the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, what's the weather like there in Connecticut? You and I have been communicating, and we've got quite a good dump of snow this week. I imagine you had a storm as well.
Well, we would pay to get snow instead of what we've been getting, which is rain and rain and rain and more rain.
Oh.
And I have to tell you, my favorite season has always been winter, but I am almost 70 years old, and I'm about to change my mind. Spring, fall, we all agree, those are great. I've almost always told people I hate summer. That's kind of a strong term, but I might actually warm up to it.
Warm up to summer, yeah.
It's just not that fun because we wait to hike. My husband's a little tick averse, which anybody should be. Mm-hmm. And so we really start to hike in October. And we go from October through April, and yet we've kind of been thwarted this year. It's been raining or just not sunny, and we've made do, but we're hoping for some sun, some snow, a little more like winter. I grew up in Indiana, so we had snow.
Yeah. And you worked at the Trib for a while. You were a sports writer for the Tribune.
Yep, that was my last sports writing job, though. It was a little different going from small newspapers in Indiana to the Tribune.
I'll bet.
And people had to walk me to my car at night, and this is many, many decades ago. Mm-hmm. It was not safe. I was working 6 at night till 2 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Things have changed, I'm sure. At the time, I thought, well, I've made it, but I think I've had enough. So then I moved on to lexicography, which I've enjoyed for 44 years. And just retired.
What is lexicography for our listeners who are scratching their heads and saying, I never heard of that one?
Well, I could tell them to look it up.
Yeah, Google it. Yep.
That's a funny response. I write dictionaries and thesauruses, and I've also done a lot of things with what's called hierarchies, mm-hmm. and I've also done a lot of list making. You know, a dictionary is a list with added information about words. Thesauruses are certainly lists, so I'm a list maker.
Got it. And this guidebook is just that. I didn't count all the lists, but there's a bunch of them there. How do you do the research for a guide like this?
Oh, well, I'm just pretty good at remembering, like, if I had 5-10 books around me and I was trying to compile a list for one of these sports or outdoor activities, I would be able to remember as I went from book to book to book what I've already put in the list. My mind kind of works that way.
Wow.
It's hard to explain, but it's always worked that way. It's just a matter of culling things. You have to be good at proofreading and copy editing because I have to rely on myself now. I have to say most publishers don't do a lot of proofreading and copy editing.
Yep, I've seen that.
I feel good that I have lots of experience with that.
So you never misplace your keys then?
No, as long as I have lists. I'm good.
All right.
I do not rely on my memory so much as my lips.
Okay.
Lips are my thing.
Yeah, you know, they say don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry without a list, or you'll fill the cart with things you don't need.
Right. I go by that rule, too.
Now, back to the outdoor life lists. We'll drill down into a couple of them here, but in general, what did you try to accomplish with each list?
I was thinking that there's got to be essential things, like an essential list, and then extras.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really prescribe you must have these essentials. But if you're really going to get into, say, cross-country skiing, this is a list of things that an outdoor outfitter would say you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just gives you a starting point. And the extras are if you're going to make it your thing all the time and you want to have everything for every possibility.
Yeah, and there are, in addition to the lists, there are, I don't know what you would call them, but little paragraphs. Some of them are tips, some of them are anecdotes. Talk about those and why those are in there.
I think I was kind of on the thought that a book of just one list after another might be a little bit dry.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I went for putting in some how-to lists that would be useful for different activities. So how to start a fire. I don't have the book yet.
Well, I do. Defend Against a Coyote is one.
There's various ones in there that are how to do something. And also they're in list form. So
yeah.
I tried to match them to the activities so that they made sense. And then there's a little index in the back so that you can find all the how-to lists because they might apply to more than one sport or activity. There's one more kind of list in there, and it's on the basis of things to be happy about nature.
Yes.
So things to be happy about in the outdoors. I always want people to feel like I do about being in the outdoors. It's not all about exercise and I'm accomplishing something and I'm going to beat my time or my length of doing something. It's about paying attention to the stuff that's around you. You're out in nature and you really shouldn't have things in your ears, be listening to stuff. That's my personal opinion. You should be paying attention to nature. It is still here. We haven't killed it yet. It's still there.
Yep.
So we should be paying attention to it and appreciating it.
Yeah.
Having gratitude, whatever you want to call.
Yeah, I like that attitude. And you have chuckled a few and laughed outright a couple of times in our conversation so far. And your website, Things to Be Happy About. Have you always been such a happy person?
The book that I'm most known for is 14,000 Things to Be Happy About, which was published 34 years ago and has sold 1.5 million copies and is in its fourth version, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
I started that list when I was in sixth grade.
Oh.
And when I gave the book about 20 years ago to a spiritual teacher I knew, a Buddhist monk, actually, he said to me, Barbara, you need not explain anything about your childhood to me.
Hmm.
So, I pretty much started the list in sixth grade because I needed to find my happy.
Uh-huh.
And I found it through words. I found that you don't have to have everything, see everything, do everything. It's all in your mind, happiness. So, those words that I collected over all these years, they trigger stuff in my mind, and there comes the happy.
Nice.
I have been unable to stop myself from making that list.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And you share and you share that along with so many other things. Just skimming through, and I've got a digital copy because it's not due out yet until April. But the tips that you share, you know, how to stay warm or get warm if you're outdoors. And we've all done this. We've all been out hiking or hunting or fishing or whatever, and you get caught in the rain or you don't have the right clothes. I live in southern Wisconsin now. I used to live up in northern Wisconsin. And what happens to me still, and I've gone up, you know, to visit and to go to conferences, I'll go up there in August and I'll forget that, you know, it can be 40 degrees at night in August, you know. It's rare, but it happens. So being prepared is so critical.
Yes, it is. My father was treasurer or something of the National Boy Scouts when he was alive. Because he was an accountant, and somehow he got involved in that, even though he had two daughters, no boys. But he probably taught me a bit about being prepared.
I guess. Now, you mentioned that you keep lists and you remember things and remember what book something came from. Do you work with a team of people, or are you doing this all yourself now?
Nope, it's just me.
Wow.
You mentioned something earlier when we were chatting between ourselves about most people would go for one PhD, and I have multiple ones. One thing that's been wonderful is my husband of 32 years, we got married on leap day, so you could say 8 or 32 this year. yes, he likes jokes like that.
Yeah.
So he has been my supporter this whole time and did a lot of the kids stuff, and I've worked from home since both my children were born. So his support allowed me to do things like pursue a PhD in something that I was interested in. I kind of always thought I'd do archaeology more now when I retire, but I'm not sure if my body will allow all the digging and stuff, so I'm going to test that out this year.
All right. Well, for people who would like to get a copy of this and learn about your other works, of course, they can check out your website, thingstobehappyabout.com, but where can they buy the book?
Definitely Amazon has my books and Barnes & Noble, and I'm pretty sure most independent bookstores would be happy to get copies of my books that are in print.
All right. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. I hope you and your husband get to do some happy hiking, and I hope the ticks are all sleeping, because that's really the home of Lyme disease in Lyme, Connecticut.
Yes,
you know.
It is. That's the next town over.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about that sometime, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
Barbara Ann Kipfer, Dr. Barbara Ann Kipfer, is the author of Outdoor Life Lists, a list-by-list guide to enjoying the great outdoors, a Falcon guidebook, among the 70 books that she's written. And you can check that book out and probably find her other books as well, either on her website, thingstobehappyabout.com, or on Amazon, where you can find most anything. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirected. Another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
It's 21 right now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Westby, Wisconsin is home to one of the biggest ski jumping facilities in the United States, Snowflake Ski Jump, and in a couple of weeks, Snowflake will host the 101st annual ski jumping tournament there. And joining me now to talk about the Snowflake Ski Club and the upcoming tournament is Kathy Friedland. She is a member of the club and secretary of something called Friends of Snowflake, and we'll ask her about that. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, until Monday, there wasn't much snow here in the southwestern part of the state, but we got a good dump, and if this holds, you ought to have plenty of snow for your upcoming event.
You have to know that we're excited about that. It's always a gamble with the weather, and this year it looks solid and like we have enough snow to go.
Well, that's great. And do you make snow if you have to?
Yeah, we do. It has to be cold to make snow, and that's kind of the caveat there.
Exactly. And this hill is not actually on a mountain. Describe the hill for us. It's west of town on Highway P, I believe, right?
It is, down in beautiful Timber Coulee. It's set in such a gorgeous backdrop. The scaffold, that's the physical structure that ski jumpers walk up to get to the top of and come downhill. That actually came to us from Beloit, Wisconsin. We bought that scaffold and disassembled it and put it up here way back in 1970. If you look down our valley, there's a beautiful trout stream. We have a 9-hole golf course. We have a clubhouse that's filled with 101 years of memories. We'd love for you to come by.
There is all of that, of course, in Timber Coulee, but coming up on, what are the dates now? It's early February.
Yeah, February 2nd and 3rd.
Okay, well, coming up that weekend is your 101st tournament. So tell us about the tournament. How did it get started and how did it last 100 years?
Back in 1923, 5 or 6 people put together the Snowflake Ski Club. And it's had its ups and downs. It's had its breaks during wartime and such. But our club has existed for 101 years now. And a big part of the tie for Westby is this Nordic tradition of skiing. It was how many people got around. People grew up on skis. Ski jumping was part of their heritage. So that's how it came to be. And now we have a very robust junior ski club that are learning to ski jump now.
And there's a lot of publicity about this event. In fact, if some of our listeners are members of rural energy cooperatives, the January issue of Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News has a high-flying ski jumper on the cover and a long story about the history and the hill and the tournament, so people can refer to that. But if they don't know about that, tell us how the tournament actually works.
We have skiers come in as early as Wednesday of that week, start practicing their ski jumping, and then Thursday night we have a hospitality night at 6 p.m. where people can come down and meet the ski jumpers. Friday we have opening ceremonies at 6:30 p.m. We've changed our ski jump to nighttime jumping on Fridays, and that's been a big hit for us. Saturday, we have a junior ski jumping tournament where we have kids from all over the Midwest come to compete on our junior hills. Many people only see the big hill. They come for the big tournament, don't even notice that there are 5 other hills right next door. And then on Saturday afternoon, starting at 12:30, we have our big hill tournament. So this is basically it's ski jumping all of Friday and Saturday.
All right, and this is competition that is quite serious. In fact, there have been some Olympians jump here, and I think we had one Olympian from Westby, did we not?
Yeah, that's right. We've grown an Olympian here. Of course, the goal in the future is to keep this ski jumping program alive and to grow jumpers and train them up to compete nationally, internationally. We have about 20 kids learning how to ski jump right now. And what we hope to do, we hope to raise $200,000 so to put plastic on 4 of our small hills. We're calling it Operation Plastic. And it looks like the future of ski jumping includes year-round ski jumping. And we want to be a part of that so that our kids can jump year-round, that we can host competitions and training camps year-round. We believe that it's good for the kids, and it's also good for the community, economic development, and tourism of our area.
You mentioned plastic on the ski jump. I saw that at Rome, Wisconsin, a number of years ago. We did a segment for Outdoor Wisconsin, my TV show, and I was amazed that they jump on plastic. They slide down the ramp and or the whatever you call it, and then fly through the air and land on plastic. And that makes it possible to practice all year round. I don't know how else you would practice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right now we have a season of about 1 to 3 months, depending on weather. And if we had a season of 12 months all year round, you can imagine that our kids would progress in the sport much more quickly.
Absolutely. Well, now we know about the tournament, and the spectators are welcome. Is there a cost?
There is. Thanks for asking. Buttons are $15 before the event and $20 at the gate. And as well, kids 12 and under get in free. And also, we have a generous donation by Dave and Barb Erickson of La Crosse, and that makes admission free for military and veterans.
Nice. And where can you get these buttons if you want one ahead of time?
Well, if you check out our Facebook page, which is Snowflake Ski Club, you can find out all of the in-person places to purchase your buttons. And then you can also purchase them online at snowflakeskiclub.com.
All right. Well, we've talked about the event and the fact that folks come from all over the world to compete. What else makes this a special tournament?
We think that it's special for a number of reasons, including jumping at night on Friday night. It's a huge tailgate event. People have a great time. They look forward to this all year. And we have bonfires the size of cars. Really fun to warm up. We offer food at our food stand. We have a tiki bar. We have ambassadors for our club that are royalty, and they'll be present at the event. In addition, we have Christina's Waffles. Waffles are a big tradition in ski jumping in Europe, and we have a waffle hut. Christina donates 100% of the proceeds for waffle sales to our club. We also have horse-drawn wagon rides and a coin pile in the snow for the kids to dig through.
Cool. And you do have a lot of history at the clubhouse itself, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You can find the clubhouse hours online on Facebook. The clubhouse features 101 years of memories with pictures all over of the history of snowflake ski jumping.
Well, I got to ask you before we let you go, are you going to jump?
No, I'm not going to jump, but I want to offer a hot tip to all your listeners. If you climb the hill, there are stairs, you will hear the most interesting sound as the ski jumpers whisk right by you.
Yes, I have done that at the Rome Hill. I have not climbed the Westby Hill. And the skiers have to climb up that scaffolding, obviously, to jump, right?
They sure do.
So that's
with their skis on their shoulders.
Up on their shoulders, yeah. You can't climb a ladder with skis on your feet. That would be a trick. Well, I know Vern the Sasquatch has visited the ski jump. I wonder if he will be there for your event.
Oh, your listeners should come see and keep their eyes peeled.
All right. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for telling us about this event, the 101st Annual Snowflake Ski Tournament. We hope you have a great turnout, and we'll send folks to your website and Facebook page and hope they show up. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kathy Friedland is a member of the Snowflake Ski Club and secretary of Friends of Snowflake Ski Club. They are raising money, as she mentioned, to lay down a plastic landing area so that kids can ski and anyone can ski year-round, ski jump year-round. If you want to learn more about the tournament and about Snowflake Ski Club, go to snowflakeskiclub.com or visit their Facebook page. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 19th through 28th, State Fair Park.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library. Lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. As you heard earlier, they are offering huge rebates on new Crestliners and deals on other boats as well. And they'll be at the Milwaukee Boat Show with more than 40 boats on display. Check their website for details, cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. If our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, is not airing where you live now, you can watch past episodes at any time at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we've mentioned in this week's show, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. Our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms. Lake Link is one of them, but others include the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcast. You can find Jeff all over social media at HardwaterJeff, and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. To enter the drawing to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park, call 414-297-7554 or send me an email at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name, phone number, and email address and mention Boat Show tickets. And again, that number is 414-297-7554, or you can email dsoradio@gmail.com. We'll be notifying winners by phone or email, and we'll hold your tickets at the will call desk at the West Entrance Ticket Booth. I hope you can join me for the 13th annual Randy and Janine Memorial Fishery to benefit Abate, Wisconsin. That's going to be next Saturday, January 20th, at Knucklehead's Bar and Grill on Little Cedar Lake. This is an ice fishing event, of course, but it'll be held regardless of the ice conditions. Ice or no ice, you can still fish. You must enter a fish, though, for some prizes, but there are also cash raffles and a meat raffle as well. Proceeds go to raising motorcycle awareness. Randy Brossard and Janine Roman were killed in a motorcycle accident back in 2011. and this event has now raised thousands of dollars for ABEAT, the motorcycle rights, safety, and education experts. Check my Facebook page for details. I hope to see you at Knuckleheads in West Bend on the 20th. The event runs from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I'll be there from noon until it's over. So come on out for some ice fishing, the cash raffle, meat raffle, and plenty of good cheer. And that's also free fishing weekend, so no license is required to fish there or anywhere in the state. The DNR reminds us that winter is a good time to look for signs of emerald ash borer on ash trees in your yard or woodlot. Emerald ash borers have already killed most of the ash trees in southern Wisconsin, but some areas of northern Wisconsin have not yet been affected. For information on what to look for, visit the DNR website, keywords emerald ash borer. More from the DNR. The agency is holding career fairs around the state this month, so if you've thought about possibly working for the DNR, check them out. There's one today, that's Saturday, January 13th in Eau Claire, and others coming up next week. Visit the DNR website, keywords employment opportunities. The DNR is also offering several Learn to Fish events in February. For details on these, visit the DNR website, keywords, Learn to Fish. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts this winter at the Harbor Table in Washburn. The first one is next Sunday, January 21st at 3 p.m. For more information and updates on his performances, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend, have fun in the snow, but take precaution against the bitter cold. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
And the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.